Recording live from the Hoban Law Group here in Denver, Colorado, I'm your host, Eric Singular. We're sitting alongside president and founder of the Hoban Law Group, Bob Hoban. Today, we're getting an update from the Czech Republic, and we are joined by chairman of Arrows International and Hoban Law Group of Council, Vojtěch Sucharda. Thank you for being here with us today.
Yeah, hello. Good afternoon to all of you. Good evening to the listeners from the Czech Republic. it's a pleasure being here. Thanks a lot for the invitation.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you, and we appreciate you staying up so late to do this with us.
No problem.
It's very important to get perspectives from all around the planet. And, you know, we launched the Hoban Minute just in the past couple months, and we've been really interested to hear how different countries, how different regions around the world have been impacted by COVID. So maybe if you could just give us a quick update on how the Czech Republic reacted at the beginning of this pandemic and whether or not that's been effective in the past couple of months in quelling the spread of this virus.
Sure. Well, overall, I think Czech Republic has done quite well in the perspective and in compared to other countries in Europe or all around the world. In Europe mainly, and compared to Italy or Spain or the southern countries. It's for sure that there has been a huge impact on the Czech Republic as precautions taken by the government and the authorities have been really dramatic. From my perspective, I've been working on home office for quite a while, not being able to see, you know, my colleagues in person to meet them. But on the other hand, we as Arrows, as a law firm, as a Czech company, we managed to go through quite well. We had made more popular in the company video conf calls and e-meetings. So did not really help us because we already were there, but it was a proof for us that we are ready for some kind of new age, the electronic age, internet age. So this was the impact on our company. We did not really lose any of our turnovers or anything like that. That the market in terms of legal services was quite stable from our perspective. The reaction of Czech government was really fast, and I think that it was really successful. The numbers of people who were infected and also the numbers of deaths, if I have to speak about that like this, were really low. Very often the deaths were not really caused by COVID, but they were somehow connected with the disease, or the people were already, you know, very, very seriously ill, and in connection with the COVID, they died. So, in the end, after the final calculations, let's say the final numbers are saying that really we did not do very bad. And currently, I would say that there is some 15% of the all precautions still at place. We have to wear respirators in public transport or somewhere in restaurants, but there is a ban on gatherings of people over 200 people. But on the other hand, we came back to state of some kind of normal quite fast, and at the moment, really the situation is getting more and more to the state before COVID. The question is whether we will ever come back to the state that was there before. From my perspective, there are two major questions remaining. The first one is how have we done or managed to fight the economical impacts of the crisis. This is what we will see, I think, very soon, within 1 or 2 months, how the economy, if the positive public overview of what the government has done will still be seen positive after, you know, the economical impact will really be seen, because really many companies have lost their turnovers for a few months, and mainly in the industries or in the fields of restaurants and hotels and all these, they really will be very close to bankruptcy. And also the second question that is at the place right now is how will the second wave, or what will the second wave be like, if it's going to be even bigger or if it's not going to come at all. We will see that are the questions that remain. But overall, I think we've not done very bad in the Czech Republic.
Well, and maybe there's a tie-in to the first question for our listeners who may not be familiar with the legal status of marijuana or industrial hemp in the Czech Republic. Do you see either of those two industries as being an economical support for the recovery of the Czech economy?
That's a good question, and really, I don't know the answer, because I'm not really sure that it's the answer yet. But it's possible to have the answer yet. But taking it from some general perspective and using general logic, I think that, you know, as the market regarding hemp or medical and marijuana or marijuana in the Czech Republic is not that huge, it's probably not the cure for the Czech economy, which is really highly dependent on export, mainly, you know, in terms of export to Germany or other countries in Europe. It's mainly with regard to car industry and industries like this. So probably this will not be the industry that will help to recover the economy fully. But of course it can help, and I'll be glad if it will, because I see there are some positive changes in this industry, and so it can definitely grow, and it can definitely help partially.
So you talked a little bit about some of the rules that have been put in place in Czech Republic as it relates to face coverings or masks. That's a major controversy here in the United States for a variety of reasons. Have there been any efforts to introduce tracking or contact trace technology? A lot of people don't know this, but, you know, a lot of Americans, of course, use Apple iPhones.
There were.
The phones, based on their update, iPhones in the United States automatically were uploaded with a contact trace software, and Americans didn't know about this. iPhone users didn't know it. You can find it in your tab right now, and it was automatically selected by default to be on, and then there was regular reporting. So when I realized this, I just said, wait a second, this is an interesting way. And Americans, of course, are very, very protective about their individual freedoms and liberties, hence the mask issue. But talk a little bit about that part of it too, because I think as lawyers and legal professionals, there's an element of liberty and privacy that gets affected there.
Sure. Well, taking it more from a general perspective, we can all see that, I would say, mainly starting somewhere in 2011, there are huge attempts of cutting the liberty of individuals for the sake of their safety, and this is something that I don't really like. In Czechs, we were under 40 years of Russian, let's say, ruling, or, you know, after the invasion in 1968, and, you know, the presence of Russian army in the Czech Republic, Czechs are really, really very much careful about their freedom. But we really talk about this issue a lot. In the Czech Republic, there was a state or government supported program on tracking people. It was actually done by a private company who has designed this application for mobile phones, but it was voluntary, so none of the people were obliged to do anything like that, or it did not happen that such a software would be without knowing installed into the mobiles of the individuals. But still, quite a lot of people in millions of Czechs have used this program, and they have shared their data in order to help to spreading the disease, to stop and to track the people that that were infected. Actually, I can say that in the Czech Republic, there has been quite an interesting phenomenon that people really became very much, they came together very much. They started to cooperate a lot, as, for example, there was a lack of respirators in Czech Republic. So, I don't know the proper English name. It's not really a respirator, but, the cover of a mouth and nose. So people started to really create their own in their homes to share it online. There were applications for sharing these. I will call it respirators for these purposes. And, even there is this Czech national habit of being really creative. So there were various, competitions about the most funny or most interesting respirator, etc. So it was quite interesting era, I would say, that, people really came a lot together. They started to cooperate more again, not really thinking about themselves, but being more helpful to each other. This was quite nice to see. And also what was really nice to see when the people could go together outside again, you could see the joy of just simply walking on the street with each other. That's also quite interesting to see after, people taking this as for granted. So this is quite interesting to think about.
It is. It's those simple things that that sort of symbolize so much about life, and hopefully some of this downtime made us think about some of those things. But we at the Hope and Law Group we're extraordinarily proud of our relationship with Arrows, and we have, of course, expanded our ability to offer our clients high-level legal and advisory services through your group. And likewise, the relationship allows you to do the same with your folks across North America and South America. So we're very proud of that. But, back before we were locked down in March, I was about to board a flight here in Denver to travel to Barcelona, Spain for a conference. And then I was going to travel from Spain to Prague for an event that Arrows was putting on with a number of its clients. Can you talk a little bit about that event and just a little bit of the history of Arrows and what it's done across the Czech Republic and across Europe, generally speaking, by way of legal advisory service and otherwise?
Of course, for sure. And let me say two things before that. First of all, it's a great pleasure and honor for us to cooperate with Hope and Law Group. We really appreciate that a lot. And as I said previously, it's a great chance for us even to take some inspiration from what you're doing internally, because I think it's a great job. Secondly, let me thank you for the possibility to say something about Arrows International and also the Arrows meetup, which was the event that actually 1 week before it should have taken place, we had to cancel or reschedule because the Czech government has passed a bill banning gatherings of people over 100 people, so we had to reschedule. But anyway, I think it was good that it happened, because it was not really, it would not be very good if the meeting would happen and then some people would have a disease from here. So I'm glad that it happened this way, and we are taking it as a chance to make it even better for the next time. Actually, thank you also for the opportunity to talk about it here, because we've just made a decision that our plan for postponing till this autumn will be changed again, and we will try to go the safe way, on the safe side, and we will make it the next spring. Most probably it's going to be around the 20th of April. I think it's 22nd, 23rd, or 21st, 22nd. It's going to be Thursday and Friday. in Prague. So this is most probable date at the moment. So let me tell you a little bit about Eros. Eros is a name for more entities. The most important basic one is Eros Law Firm, which was founded 3 years ago by a fusion of three smaller law firms by seven partners. Who are actually the partners also of the Eros Advisory Group. Eros Law Firm now has these days around 100 people, 100 lawyers, and we are one of the biggest law firms in the Czech Republic, and we are growing quite fast, but I would say under control. It's not like a crazy flight somewhere to the space, but we are really controlling the growth, and I think it's quite a successful project. And from the beginning, we had certain goals and certain mottos. One of the goals was to go international, and that's why we chose international name Eros. And the mottos were from the beginning, no borders, and we are also saying that we are entrepreneurs like our clients. This is very important. I know it sounds a little bit like a cliche, but I really believe that we are fulfilling this cliche properly. No borders for us means that we are trying to cross the borders between the services that we provide for the client. So this is the meaning of Eros Advisory Group. We are not just providing legal services, but also everything that's connected to that. So we are providing also tax services, audit services, accounting services, insurance or subsidies, or other advisory, like M&A advisory and other services, so that the client does not really have to go anywhere else. We try to cross the borders between the disciplines for him. And also we are trying to cross the borders in terms of locations. And this is the reason why we have set up Eros International, which is a network of law firms or advisory companies that today is covering the whole Europe. And we are also covering other states. Thanks to the Holben Group, a law group, we are in the U.S. and other countries in South America and everywhere where Holben Law Group is. And we also have our partners in Israel, for example, which is also quite interesting country from the point of view of hemp industry, and also in China or India or Turkey. So this is what Eros International is about. We are right now actually trying to find out what is the best way, best name or best denomination of the group, because it's not really network of type law firms, but I rather call it law firm generated business platform, which means that we are closely connected in terms of relations between the partners, closely connected law firms, but we are not bound by any relations which would cost us time or money. And we are trying to get the best for our clients, which means we are trying to connect our clients between themselves and create more business for them. And thus, of course, as a side effect, create work for us. But we like really to benefit from the joy of our clients to have more business. And we actually want the clients to come to us for more business, not to come to us with a problem. That was actually the initial idea. And one of the results of this thinking was the project or the event called Eros Meetup, which is my idea from some 2 years ago, where I realized that as we meet as partners of the law firms every year, it's great, but it's a huge pity that we don't take our clients together. And I realized that the biggest thing that we can do and the best thing we can do is to also invite our clients to this meeting of 20 or 30 law firms at this moment to one place. So this was the initial idea. And actually then we were like 98% ready to make it in March. We had over 200 people registered. From these people were like 50 lawyers and 160, 170 CEOs of Czech companies or international companies, all oriented to international business. So, you know, all of these people could make quite interesting deals together. And that I think would be a great way to say thank you to our clients, you know, from the law firms, and also to see and to show the potential of this international cooperation, which I really deeply believe in. So this is what the Eros project is about. I hope it's sufficient like this to explain the idea.
No, that's very good. And you know, you mentioned Israel in terms of a relationship with Israel. Israel, of course, I don't know if you've seen the news, but their legislature, the Knesset, has decided that it's looking at moving forward with a marijuana-based dispensary system within the borders of Israel. Yeah. And, you know, that's an interesting topic because that's something that we've always talked about. We've got great clients and great friends in Israel, and we've visited several times. And I always said, you know, to looking at an opportunity for export, whether that's technology, IP, science, or actual material, you're ignoring the fact that there are millions of people in this country that when you look at a state like Colorado that has approximately the same population as Israel, and all of a sudden Colorado generates $1 billion in sales internally, they're missing an opportunity. But Israel has been known for tech and science, and so has the Czech Republic in a lot of respects. We've got in Prague, sure, the headquarters of ICCI, for many of our American or North American-based listeners. Dr. Ethan Russo is connected with ICCI and a number of other high-level researchers from around the world. Tell us a little bit about Prague's prominence in the industry, what ICCI has done, and any relationship that exists there.
Well, as I'm informed, there's going to be a representative of ICCI in the Holben Minute very soon. So I'm not going to do the double work for them, and I will leave them the space for them. But I think that the fact that ICCI is actually located in Prague or in the Czech Republic is a proof that the Czech Republic is a very specific country that has a huge potential also, you know, to give something to the hemp or marijuana industry. As we are not really a huge country, but we are very specific by having very good specialists for almost any industry that is there, and so do we in the hemp industry. And the fact that ICCI was founded here, well, as far as I know, is also due to the fact that they have very good ground for cooperation with many institutions in the Czech Republic that are relevant to them. As they cooperate with many universities, high tech companies, and also associations from the universities. You know, it's the Charles University in Prague, Masaryk University in Brno, or Czech Technical University, or Czech University of Life Sciences. So with these, you know, they are very close from Prague. All the high tech companies that are here, I'm right now looking to their website to name some of them, not knowing if some of them, you know, will be known by the listeners, but PharmInvent, Photo Labs, or National Institute of Mental Health, all these are very close to them from here. Also, I know one of our clients, for example, that is doing great job in terms of the hemp industry and gaining licenses for medical marijuana uses and also for the cosmetical use of hemp, which is the company CB21 with their product Canef. So Czech Republic and Prague, I think is a great place, and in terms of that we will create amount, but rather quality. And this is, I think, the reason why ICCI it's located here, and why their strategic place is actually in Prague. So I will let the new information from there for the representative to talk at the Holban Law Group. Holban Minute. But so that is actually for a question from my side.
Well,
what is quite interesting, mainly to your question as well, is that we as Zeros actually are officially right now providing the legal services to the ICCI. So that is quite an honor and great opportunity for us. So this is really interesting from our point of view.
Well, and as the global cannabis industry continues to evolve, we are very interested here at the Holban Minute to continue following and seeing how the Czech Republic will fit in to the global supply chain. And even when you were talking about the automotive industry being very strong in the Czech Republic, it made me think about all the different uses of hemp as a use in car panels and such. So we definitely will touch base with you again shortly to keep getting updates from the Czech Republic. And we thank you so much for your time today, my friend.
Yes, thank you so much for joining
us.
Thanks for staying up late, and I sincerely hope that that Americans will be allowed to come visit the European Union sometime very soon, although it doesn't look it's going to be in July.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for this opportunity, and I'm looking forward to our further cooperation.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Holban Minute. Do you have any ideas for episode topics or guests? We would like to hear from you. Reach out to us at media@holban.law and stay tuned for more on the Holban Minute.